Alex, what's been happening this week?
Oh, what hasn't been happening this week?
Yeah. Well, but you start there if you like. list me all of the things that you haven't done this week, and it will be more interesting than everything that you have done.
Oh, I've not kicked a jellyfish. Or
a start.
I've not stroked any badgers.
Last week, though, you were all over them.
Oh,
bastards.
Tons of the bastards. Yeah, every day of the week normally, but
yeah,
this week, yeah, none. I haven't been able to find any. Earlier, I was driving back from work, and there was a cat clearly trying to cross the road, and I felt so bad for it because I watched it. You know, like they attempt, and you know there's cars coming, so it sort of stops and looks around, like,
yeah,
you're the fucking idiot for driving on my road.
Yeah.
So I pulled over because I drove past it. I verbally said, "Oh no, poor little thing." I pulled over. Now there was a girl walking on the path towards me. She clearly thought I'd over to fucking, yeah, to talk to her or something. So she looked at me like I was lost and then crossed the road.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for this cat, right? So I've done a U-turn in the, like, on the main road. She clearly thought I was fucking chasing her or something. Anyway,
amazing.
I couldn't see this cat, so I drove up a bit, turned round again, slowed down. The cat was where she was.
Sake.
The cat was where,
bro,
she was. So it was like I was fucking staring at her. I'm just making. Yeah, that's exactly. It was like I was fucking Jimmy Savile in a car. It's like,
yeah.
Fucking hell, Postman Pat on Vogue.
How old was this? Was this girl?
I have no idea. I didn't look at her.
No.
I was too busy looking at the cat. Anyway, what I wanted to do was get out of the car and collect the cat and take it across the road. That was my plan. I stopped.
It's a pretty weird
pulled
plan
over
anyway,
again.
But,
okay. Like I said, I pulled over and this girl. That's fucking. Come on. Context, man. It's not weird if I'm picking up pussy on the street. Sorry.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Go on. I'm staring at this cat. But the girl is stood where the cat is, so it looks like I'm just staring at her. Like, it looks like I've got some dark intentions. Anyway, fact of the matter is, the cat crossed the road and I drove off.
Yeah.
Thought no more about it until just now.
So you nearly got done for stalking and intent to harm because you're trying to help a cat. Imagine that conversation down the police station. Can you just run me through that again,
Nick?
Exactly why you stopped and tried to hunt down this woman.
On no less than three occasions.
You say you were trying to help a cat cross the road. Sorry, sir. I'm just having trouble to understand this because I've never met anyone who would be enough of a lunatic to cause a potential traffic road traffic collision to help a cat cross the road.
Listen, the cat was going to cause a traffic problem otherwise. It kept trying to cross the road, so I thought I'd give it help.
Right.
Didn't need me after all, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You're giving that woman a story, though, aren't you?
I bet she went home and called the police immediately.
Yeah. I'm glad you weren't wearing your Royal Mail uniform at this time.
No,
at least
I
hope you weren't. Oh, you were!
Was,
oh, brilliant!
Yeah.
So she's now going to have a fear of postmen because of that.
She probably thought I had a parcel for her. To be fair, and then
yeah,
looked at me.
You
and
probably
thought,
fucking
this
did.
Bloke, I think he's just dressed up the part. He's not part of. Look at him.
Yeah, I don't. I
he's not, he's
don't
not
accept any parcels off of this geezer.
Yeah.
He's trying to capture and eat cats.
Brilliant.
Next. No, I'm not going to listen, you cheeky bitch.
All right. That's normally what my mum says to me, so that's weird.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
How is she, by the way? Are you going to see her for Mother's Day? Is that where you're going down?
I'm gonna go and surprise the shit out of her on Sunday. Well, Saturday,
cool.
Sunday. I'm gonna pop down after work tomorrow. Cheeky 3-hour drive. Have a little KFC with me pal. And then go and visit my mother.
Cool.
That's the plan.
Do you have a little
surprise for Mother's Day?
Still know people in that neck of the woods then who want to see you.
What, here?
Yeah,
I'm lucky that Olivia's still here, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, it's fair enough.
It's I've got no friends, no, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have any friends in Dorset, so.
No, fair enough.
Not much of a loss, is it?
No.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, of course.
Yeah.
Hope you have a fantastic day. I hope your kids care about you enough to show up for the day. And just don't worry about it. If you look at your kids and you think, Jesus fucking Christ, how did that come out of me? Don't worry about it. By the time they're about 20, they fucked off out of the house. You never have to see them again if you don't want.
What an utterly terrible piece of advice that is.
Happy
Fuck
Mother's
me,
Day.
That's depressing. Wow. Nice. Well, there's no way I can follow that. That was shoddy.
Cool. I thought it was quite nice, to be honest.
You think?
That was, yeah.
You may as well have said, you may as well have said to all of those people out there who've had abortions and not children, Happy Mother's Day to you too.
God. Well,
that's the same level of pleasantry.
Did you hear about that woman who got arrested for praying outside of a, like silently praying outside of an abortion clinic in Birmingham?
How could you get arrested for praying?
This is what I said, right? Yeah, no. So basically, apparently there are what's called exclusion zones outside of abortion clinics where you can't like give people leaflets, you can't shout at people, that kind of thing, you know.
It sounds a lot like religious racism, for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. But so this woman was standing in the exclusion zone and she was praying, and the police arrested her twice for doing
it. Well,
she went back a second time. Yeah, she went back for a second
Idiot.
Time. You gotta respect it. Well, yeah, you gotta respect it because
fuck that. If you've been arrested, you can't go back and go probably they were wrong. It's fine, no problem.
Yeah, well, no, they were. But that this is the thing. But on a even if you are like the most pro-abortion. I'm not going to get into this. I'm not going to get into the whole pro-life.
Probably best not to, be fair.
But what I... You cannot think that the police arresting someone for silently praying... Bearing in mind, you know, no one is questioning whether she was, like, praying out loud or not. She was definitely doing it in her own head.
Right.
And what's more, they only knew what she was doing because she admitted to the police. She said... the police asked her what she's doing, and she said, I'm praying. She had just said... Oh, I was standing.
Anything?
There.
Just... Anything else at all?
But so you can't do that. You
just,
can't sign.
I was just outside thinking about racial abuse. So,
yeah. Well,
oh, no,
right. You can say anything.
No,
yeah.
Worries. Off you
but
go.
The,
then. Yeah.
But the other side to that is, of course, it's not just the fact that someone's been arrested for their literal thoughts, but the idea of an exclusion zone is insane because it's essentially a place where your civil rights are suspended.
But like, I mean, it's also immeasurable. You can't. Well, you could put a cordon up.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do? Where does the exclusion zone end and begin? You're going to.
What
have to
about
put
if
some
someone lives
on
next
the
door?
Or something.
Are they not allowed to do fuck all?
It's. I know, and it's so arbitrary. But it just really bothered me.
Who called the police?
That's such a.
Who saw a woman standing
it?
Outside and went, "We better call the police. She's not having an abortion, is
yeah.
she?"
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's so legally grey and but ethically straight cut to my side. Like, you cannot be making spaces where your civil rights, which includes the ability to pray silently, surely, are suspended.
I think I agree with the idea. You know,
mental.
If people were outside handing out leaflets about fucking pro-abortion and things or whatever, you know, the opposite or whatever else, then fine. But
yeah.
For praying in general, let alone in your head, in silence, where nobody knows that you're doing it, surely it makes fuck all odds to anyone.
You'd think so. The only reason that it would, to my mind, the main reason that makes people feel uncomfortable is because they themselves feel like they're doing something wrong, so they feel guilty. It inflicts guilt on people, and that's part of it. Because
yeah.
You know, if you're harassing someone, that's a different thing. If you're screaming at them and saying they're going to go to hell, then that's one thing. But the only reason someone silently praying would make them feel uncomfortable is surely because it just makes them feel guilty. Whether or not they deserve to feel guilty or not is a totally different matter. But that's the reason that you'd want someone removed. Surely,
I've got nothing for it. I mean, I don't know.
It just really irritated me, but anyway.
Incredible
news. You can edit
news.
That to... Yeah.
Thanks.
No worries. There was something else I was going to talk about, was that picture that I sent you, which we probably shouldn't tweet out and reproduce because it's absolutely fucking heinous. No, not that one, mate. No, oh. That's your personal collection.
Oh, I have saved it, so I hope so.
Okay, good. No, the one of the bathtub filled with shit.
Oh, goodness gracious, I forgot all about that. What a state.
So, let me describe this to people.
I'm going to try and put a picture on our little... when I make a video of this on TikTok, I'll try and put
a picture
on there anyway.
But essentially, the sink, all the way around the sink, is a mixture of what looks like melted cheese, like mold, and hair, human hair, just like bottles of Gatorade and empty cans of Coke and just Raid and all kinds of shit.
I wanted to ask what the Raid is about, because
there's
nothing safe in that bathroom. So a bit of fly spray ain't going to help, is it?
It's like, but that's the same as the toilet, which is covered in and like just it's just emanating shit, basically.
You see, the problem is, yeah, they've clearly used the toilet to the point that it's not usable, so they've stuck all the cleaning products on top of it, which is ironic in itself.
It's not even cleaning products, though, is it? They're just three bottles of Febreze. That's the thing, to try and hide the fact that the bath. It is just literally a foot deep with liquid piss and shit.
It's like someone's had a terrible curry and just poofed it at the wall.
It's so awful. Bad.
Is that a toilet roll as well? Is that you toilet roll
that
in the bath?
In the corner is a 4 foot high pile of used toilet roll.
Man.
You can see the shit on it, but it's so... It's so dark. Imagine how bad that smells. That must smell like the inside of an abattoir, mate. Like it's directed at the wall as well. So
that's what I'm saying. Someone's
stood up.
Someone's fucking leaned over the bath rather than getting in it. They sat on the edge and just squirted at the wall.
They must have such liquidy shits, just like fucking
just
powered right at the wall. Honestly, and what even better is that there's a shower curtain in that bath. I don't want to know what the end of that shower curtain looks like.
It's not protecting fuck all, I tell you that.
It's so bad!
Imagine going toilet like that, yeah, and then having to wrap the shower curtain round yourself to stop the shit going all over your back. That's what it's there for.
Oh, man.
That is awful. I mean, the whole thing's a mess. I mean, there's like a new shaver on the side of the sink, so someone's still using that bathroom like it's normal.
That it's just all the hair around the outside, and then just
imagine that this is like either a shared house or someone that's on their own. But imagine
it's a neckbeard. Like there are pictures of the rest of the house where every room is under like 4 foot of rubbish, just like takeaways or Coke,
a hoarder job.
Yeah, well, it's like a neckbeard nest is the Reddit.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone who wants to know is like a neckbeard nest on Reddit. But there's one chair in these pictures, which is clear. So he's clearly sits in this chair, but he's just surrounded by shit.
Yeah.
But that bathroom is honestly one of the worst things I've ever seen. What makes, apart from the Febreze, the other thing that makes me laugh the most is undoubtedly the picture. Yeah. That is hung above the toilet of like some lovely flowers and that can only have been left there by the previous occupant.
I mean, it is one of those, it's such a pristine little picture and it's so like opposite to the rest of the gaff.
It's so bad.
It's grim, isn't it? The reason I was asking whether it was like shared or something, imagine sitting in the living room and going, "Sorry, lads, I think I need a shit." Yeah. And they all know you're going in the bath. They all know you're going there. You're going to have to wade through other people's toilet to have a go at it. Do you know what I mean? imagine trying to drop a log in that, like a solid log
The splashback.
Legit.
It'll be awful.
You have to run the shower while you're going toilet just to make sure that all the filth is washed off you. Surely.
I think that and the sweater pattern tells me that these are not solid shirts. Like, this man has had diarrhea for some years now.
Come on, though. I mean, like, what's happened to the plug? Has he put the plug in? Or what?
It's clearly so clogged with just crap.
That's just mad, isn't it? Get the toilet brush in there, boy. Beat it down the tube. That's all you've got to do. Push it through the gaps.
Get it someone gone. Has undoubtedly as well for it to go that high up the wall, because it's not. It's like 2 foot above the line of the bath. For that to happen, a tall man has had to bend over, spread his cheeks, push and then just splatter it against
the wall. Cannon it at the wall.
Honestly, people, go look at this picture and then.
Yeah, man.
See, and then you'll see what we mean, what we're describing.
But, dog rough.
So bad.
On a similar line, I told you about this the other day, but
yeah.
I went to this guy's house. Yeah, I've met pretty much everyone on my rounds now.
Yeah.
But this one particular flat, I've never had a parcel, never knocked on a guy's door or anything.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was like a little old lady, and it was a really pretty little, because it's, you know, you can only judge a house by the front door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take from that what you will, lads. But the, you know, the front door's really nice, the bell is nice, it's not like a door knock or anything, it's a proper little bell that they've put up and whatever else. So you think it's going to be nice, yeah? I had a parcel for him, and I knocked on the door, and I waited, and I could hear rustling, and I thought, like, this guy, you know, you like this picture, you know that this guy is wading through fucking years worth of bullshit and newspapers and cans and whatever to get to the door, right? You can hear it all clinging around. The geezer swung the door open, and the room smelt so bad that my breath smelt. That's mad. That's too much. You know when you breathe in someone else's stink and you can taste it.
Is it
the back of your throat like that? It's like when you go to a when you go into a public toilet and someone's just dropped a nasty shit. But there's no other cubicle, like, you have to go there. Yeah, you can taste the sweet corn in the air, like, it's rough. My God. It was like that. It was like when you step off an aeroplane in a different country and the heat hits you. It's like that, but
sweet. Yeah.
So I mean, I left that fucking front door feeling like I needed a wash. I was disgusting.
Oh, that's priceless. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Awful, man. So I won't be going there again. Knocked or run, I'm afraid.
It's like where you walk into a room and you have to, you can cut the air with a knife and burn.
Well, you have to be able to fucking see all the shit on the floor.
Like where if you feel like if you just held a match, the amount of methane in the room it's going up like a Christmas
literally.
Tree.
Literally, you'd never see the light of day again, I tell you. Fucking hell.
Did he also look the worse for wear himself? Or did he look
scabby
rough?
As fuck. Like, proper. You know, like psoriasis of the face. The man had more dead skin than skin, bro. He was like a walking ghost. It was fucked.
Yeah.
It was like a snake de-shedding, but like mid-shed. You know what I mean? Slipping around in your own juice.
That's not right.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Not good. Like scaly eyes, bro.
Yeah, no wonder if you're living in that.
I mean, yeah. Not ideal.
I remember there was my brother was at university with a guy who had, like, his room was like that. He was in the same, like, shared house for his second year, I think. And, my brother went in there at the end of the year, and he found that the guy had over the course of the year had, like, stolen plates and knives and forks and that, and, like, you know, because he didn't wash his own stuff.
But he
took his plates back, but it grown so much mold on the base of it that when he tried to pull the plate away from the desk, it pulled away some of the desk paint with it.
Yeah, you know that it's peeling up the desk with it. That's
And like underneath in the ring, it was like black, and it was like he said it was like bitumen, like stuff, like it was sticky, like really sticky.
Whoa.
So he doesn't know what the fuck was on the base. What was on the desk?
He wants to know, mate. When you're gluing plates down with spaff, mate, that's what happens.
It's not. I know. You know, that's how the adhesion works, brother. And around the bed, there was like a, like at level with the bed, it was double bed, and like level with it, there was like just a pile of trash around the bed. Like, just like, so you had to, you would have had to like jump over it in to get into the bed.
Yeah. Clamber and,
like,
jump through
off.
It.
It's like, yeah, like, but like not just rubbish, but also evidently food, like KFC, bags of KFC. Where the chicken and stuff is still in it and like left there, and like so much oil dripping through.
I'm more disgusted that they've left food.
I know, that's the worst, isn't it? But they like waste, just as rough. But he said when they moved everything out, like when he went back in afterwards just to check the house before they gave the keys back, and he could see that there were stains on the carpet around the bed of clearly just oil. Or something, like, was just leaking oil through the bags, or oil or whatever, but, like, bruh.
That cum's been there so long, it's grown into a fucking puma, bro.
Mate, no, there was enough sweat on the bed, I'm sure, to, like, qualify for a fucking soul.
Oh, it's disgusting. Do you know what? Talking about this, I watched a couple of episodes of, it was an American program about hoarders and things, you know, they'd done, like, Hoarders UK, that was sick, but the American version is, like, everything American is always one step above everything else. Like the UK versions are like, oh, I've been hoarding newspapers since 1982. And it's just loads of newspapers. You think that's not really that bad. Just set fire to the gaff and move on. But these Americans, they've got, why are they so extreme? Okay, there was one of them, this little old lady. She wasn't even that old. She was like in her 60s. Yeah. She'd been in the house, and I think something like her husband had died or her parents had died or something or other, like 20 years before. And she'd absolutely fucking lost her head and put herself in a, you know, kept herself in the house, and that was it. And it was the same thing, you know, it's like bags of shit everywhere, quite literally, and whatever else. But they were clearing this house out, getting rid of all the rubbish in it. And I remember vividly they found a flat cat just stuck to the carpet. Like a skeleton. Oh. And she was going, oh, I've got about 20 cats, but I knew one was missing. I just didn't know where it had gone. But it got trapped under your rubbish. The poor little fucking thing. And it's like literally stuck to the car. You know, like peeling the fur up.
Oh.
Like it's a fucking wax strip, man. Pulling it off the carpet. No.
Oh, that is mad.
Dead. Man. Yeah, it was awful. But that's what I'm saying. Anything like that, you know, like fucking, why are they gotta be like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, it gets to a point, surely, where you start thinking, I've actually lost creatures in this house because there's so much shit. Maybe I should tidy up.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I can't find Nan, so maybe I should get rid of that.
She was in that chair about 6 years ago. She's probably still fucking there.
Poor thing. I do remember a story from America from Florida. It's always Florida.
Always.
Where this woman, I think she was to sell her house to go into a home, and the retail agent found the body of her son in a chair in his bedroom.
What the fuck?
And she had reported him missing 10 years earlier.
Wow.
And basically, she thought, oh, she was blind. Like, she was absolutely blind. And also didn't have a key to his room. So she just thought he had moved out, gone missing, abandoned her, whatever. But he just died of a heart attack and was in her house for 10 years.
Shit.
You can look this up, man. It's mental.
I mean, that's fucking awful, isn't it? Why did she not smell it? Because, I mean, I don't want to be rude, but decomposing people stink.
I know. But it was in the newspaper, so it was legit. But I don't know what was going on with her, but, man, that's just rough.
You say legit. What newspaper was it? The Sun? Because it's not quite legit, is it?
No, it was the new...
The news. You fucking tell me it was the news one.
It was the news. It was the...
the one they do reporting in.
I think it was Fox News I read it on.
Oh, right. I mean, it's awful, isn't it? I mean, that's not great.
Yeah, it's scuffed, mate.
Yeah, man. Not ideal.
There was, talking about the hoarders, just for a second. Hmm. Did you ever watch that one, there was an American one where the woman was eating her own shit?
Dude, I've seen ones where they're eating their own hair, but I've never seen them eating their own shit. That's too much.
Shit, this woman, you need to find a picture of her. Anyone who hasn't watched this episode, go on. Find, just type on YouTube, like, the poop lady. Like,
I mean, poop lady isn't good, is it? Oh, do you know what? I typed in poop lady, go poop lady hoarders immediately.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
She looks like a peeled frog.
But bear with me. Oh my goodness me. She does.
Everyone,
I'm just going to watch
it. Go away and Google this.
No. She's cupping the bucket of shit into a different bucket and carrying
it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. But basically, it's something that her mum did, right? And she just carried it on. But she still has jars of her mother's shit.
She's been eating her own shit for 12 years. I've had enough of that, to be honest with you. This is exactly what I mean by Americans. There's too much, man. They're too full on.
It's
why you
got to
be
much,
one better than everyone else? Like, when we say we eat shit, we mean like we eat takeaways, not like I consume my own fucking bodily fluids. Grow up.
Imagine, we all did that as kids, but I mean,
fuck's sake.
As adult.
I mean, I don't know about you, but as a kid, I put pretty much everything in my mouth. I mean, I never put a log in my tubes. Do you know what I mean? I'm not about that. Life. I knew not to eat my own shit from a baby, but. You know, I've sniffed it.
It's yeah, cool. that is truly heinous. That woman. If you want to see what evolutionary regression looks like what it looked like, the missing link. It's that woman.
There it is.
Staring you right in the face.
That's like the real life version of the fucking wrong turn. Know what I mean?
Yeah. What a great film
fucking,
that is.
12 fingered fucking no head
hillbilly
fucking spackers. I can't
hillbilly
say that.
Nobody's, yeah.
It's like giving birth to a baby and leaving it in a forest. That's what it'll turn out like.
Yeah, for sure. Raised by wolves, like that's what you'd expect. That is what you'd expect. Not from someone who clearly went to like secondary school at least. Like she's not. The way her talking in the video, you know she's got an IQ at least high enough to hold a conversation.
Well, yeah.
But she is so clearly like just perverted in her mind for what constitutes normal
mentally
behavior.
Unwell.
What gets me right? So there's a point where the people they tell her, look, you know, you can never do this again. Otherwise, you know, you're gonna die
obviously
from something
dysentery, bro.
But you got to stop doing this. And she says, "All right, well, can I just do it once more? You know, just to get."
Like
and she calls it like a high. Like no, for
literally
sure. She
like
says that
like,
she just wants like a fix,
one last time, one more.
And then they say absolutely not, like this is insane.
Obviously.
Because even the people can't like the people can't believe that this is real, so they're just like
physically being sick on set.
Yeah, and she kicks off of them. Like she's like,
imagine.
What do you mean I can't do it one more time? And it's like,
do what
oh,
I want,
man.
Grown woman.
You know for sure that woman, you know. Now, although her bathroom is like, you know, she's just
straight back
every time she
it,
takes
boy.
A shit. She looks at it in the bowl and before flushing, she goes.
Do you think? Do you think she waits until she's had her favourite meal and then goes, "It's a treat. I'll have it. I'll reconsume like a treat." Then, and you know when you have like a really heavy meal, you have like a Chinese, and when you have a shit, it stinks of Chinese.
Yeah.
Do you think she smells that and goes, "That's dinner"?
Plate
that bad boy up.
Just really makes man, nearly threw up watching that. Honestly,
I mean, it's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
Everyone, go away and watch that and see how far you can get through without pausing it at least once.
Please do.
Because
I mean, it's
horrific. I had to pause it a few times. It's like 25 minutes long. I had to pause it about 8 times.
Well, that's long. I only watched about 3 minutes of it. I cut it off. I had enough of it. Moving on.
Anyway, give me something more cheerful. Give me your review.
Oh, do you want the review? This is exciting. I'm going to have to...
I've been looking forward to this.
Just get my little notes up, but bear with me.
He's only gone on watch it, you fucking stalker.
So, this week, as the intro hopefully provides to you, I've watched the second half of Series 4 review.
Yeah.
And honestly, I haven't seen a U-turn like that since the BBC changed their mind on Gary Lineker. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Fucking second half. Topical joke.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that as well.
Yeah.
On a series, the whole first half of that got me so angry that I never... You know, when you're watching it and you're thinking, this is bullshit. Like, this isn't what I signed up for, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole first half, obviously, is just a lead-up. It's like a really long-winded explanation for the point of the fucking series. Right?
Okay.
And it is, honestly, watching it, the further you get into it, the more you think, this is some schizo fucking mad cunt shit going on. Like, this guy has lost his fucking mind.
Yeah.
It's just, it's. I take back everything I said about Series 4. Fuck me.
Okay.
It was amazing. It was amazing. You've got everything. You've got, like I said, you've got murder. You've got the guy losing his head and fucking going skits. You've got him trying to kill himself. Mad. Literally everything happens. Everything. And then at the end of it, it was the last episode. There was about four different points where I thought, oh, this is the end. This is the end of it. This is how they're going to finish it. And then you go to turn it off and you realise there's 20 minutes left. But how the fuck?
Yeah, right.
And then it happens again. And you think, Jesus, that must be the end. Like, it's not, you can't just leave it like cliffhanger after cliffhanger, but then just carry on with the story. Mad. Yeah, it was really good.
I mean, don't spoil the plot, but like, tell me what give me a little vignette of why it's so good.
Oh, it's everything that you wanted from it. It's in the last one where we said there's only so much you can do with it.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I wanted them to do with it. Exactly I was looking for. Like it's a continuation of what's been happening, but at the extreme scale. To the idea, you think that it's going to have happened. It's like, the guy has got to fucking snap at some point, and that's exactly what happened.
For sure. Cool. All right. No, that sounds good. Just all right. No, don't spoil it. Fair enough. Okay.
That's I don't want to ruin it for everyone, but honestly, please go and watch it. Even if you thought the first half was dead, please go and watch the second episode, six to ten. Fucking incredible.
Okay.
You could probably skip. You could do episode one, and then probably skip three or four episodes because it's just bullshit, and then just watch the rest. Do you know what I mean? You can get the gist from episode four. Yeah, man. So I will genuinely give it 10 out of 10. Smashed it.
Wow!
Can't wait for the next series because they've ended it to the as they always do. They've ended it so you can get another series out of it at least.
Yeah.
Very good.
Fair play, man. Okay. Well, that's
and a librarian lady comes back into it, but not in the way that you thought she would.
Okay. Librarian lady is she the one with the
black girl with a whitish hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to spoil it for everyone if you haven't watched it, but he lets her go on a train, takes her necklace as like a little thing to say I've killed her. And then it all unravels, and she's not got on the train at all.
I see, okay.
It's really, cool, really man. Quite good. So here we go. Go watch it.
Will do, brother. Sorry, I was just looking off in the distance trying to find I've put my book here to talk about.
For? We haven't had a book of the week for a couple of weeks, so I'm quite excited for it.
Are you sure? I thought we had one last week.
Nope. Absolutely didn't.
Well, hang on, it's up, must be upstairs. Let me just get it.
Oh, I'm a doll. Also, why have you put a jacket on? What the fuck is this?
Because it's cold.
Get a heating on, posh boy.
I live in living the fucking dream. Piss off. It's a cost of living crisis, you know?
Mate, honestly, pull the other one.
I live in the country, mate. It's cold, whether you got the.
If you're cold, you can just set fire to some money, can't you?
I normally set fire to your people, actually.
I mean, we burn for a long time. What can I say?
Can I talk about my book now?
Suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, fuck you, firstly.
Where's the fucking intro?
Alright, damn, man. Chill. Let me think. He's been fucking reading again, isn't he?
Nice.
There you go. That was threatening.
It's always threatening.
So this week I'm talking about a book I've really enjoyed. It's another history one. It's by Tristram Hunt, who is quite a famous writer. He doesn't just do history. But he has written a fair few history books. This one's Penguin Again. And it's 10 cities that made an empire. So he's surveying the British Empire, right? And he's rethinking the history of the British Empire. And he does it pretty, like, he doesn't leave, it's warts and all, basically. Like, he doesn't whitewash it. But nor does he take the opposite approach and just say that everything about imperialism or colonialism was wrong, because neither approach is right.
I appreciate both sides of the coin.
So he goes through Cape Town, Calcutta, Bridgetown, Bombay, Boston, New Delhi, Melbourne, Liverpool, Hong Kong, and Dublin. Hmm. And they're also, you know, cities from all over the empire. And he basically just, like, zones in on one and explains how it started, what it meant to the empire, what major events happened there, why it was so important, and also, more importantly, why it is the way it is now. So, you know, why is Liverpool famous for having docks, and just stuff like that, basically, which
probably doesn't, because they've got docks.
The Liverpool docks, oh, that's famous, but why is it famous? Stuff like that. So really, if you were just interested in, say, Calcutta or Bombay, you just wanted to know about that city, you could just read the chapter on that place, right? Mm. And you don't have to read the other chapters. But obviously, across the 10 cities, he is building a kind of, he's building a continual argument, which, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna ruin. But he also draws on a lot of modern sources coming out of that city to see how that city envisages its own colonial heritage. So some of the cities that he mentions, like Calcutta, New Delhi, are quite proud of their colonial heritage and display that in the way that they memorialize it, basically. Whereas other cities aren't, you know, and try and eradicate their history of colonial occupation.
I mean, I think we're swinging that way, aren't we?
What, eradication of the colonial? Yeah, I mean, most people are, but it's totally the wrong way of seeing it. So, I mean, Liverpool is trying to, people in Liverpool want to remove all of their statues to colonizers, but it's, I mean, whereas people in Bombay are putting up statues of the people that colonized them, like now. So,
mad, isn't it?
But very interesting. So, yeah, give that a read. 10 Cities That Made an Empire, Tristram Hunt. It is quite long, but as I say, you don't really need to. It's about 400 pages, but you don't need to read all of them if you don't want to. But which makes it a nice thing to pick up and put down. And if you read one book on history, on the history of the British Empire, I would recommend this one, because it's very fair. And it's quite clear that if someone says all of colonialism is bad and all of imperialism is bad, then they're chatting shit, and vice versa, that there's a lot of propaganda that we need to treat with that kind of lens. So, very good. Very good. We'd highly recommend it. You can pick that up for about a tenner new from Waterstones, or a couple of quid on
Waterstones
on Amazon.
Showing your posh.
Sorry, is that too posh for you?
Yeah. Waterstones.
Waterstones is not posh. It's the only bookshop that you would know
that exists.
You're not going to find it in W. H. Smith's. And if I said Blackwell's, you probably wouldn't know what that was.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Have you ever read a book called The Blood Never Dried? John Neusinger.
Yeah,
it's
I've
the
heard
same
of it.
Sort of
I
thing.
Read
it's
it.
About the history of the British Empire. Right. I have it. I have a copy of it. I've read bits of it.
Okay.
But I would like to read it the whole way through.
Well, if you want to read that and this, I recommend it. I think everyone in Britain today should come to it because it's a really topical question, but all that people are really hearing is just how bad colonialism is and how bad imperialism is. But in actual fact, it's no worse than what's still going on today. Like what is going on between Ukraine and Russia? Both sides are guilty of the same kinds of things that people accuse imperialists in history here of doing. And African nations, Arabian nations, nations from the Far East, it's like what's happening today on those continents is exactly the same thing as was happening a few hundred years ago here. It's just that the lens, you can look at it, and because no one is so connected to it, in Europe, we have this kind of guilt about it. But the actual facts of what they did is no different. So if you can put aside your initial reactions to colonialism and imperialism, which is always people think it's just like 100% bad, if you can put that to the side, you will actually be able to engage critically with the history of this nation a lot better, I think.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
No problem. I will say that the picture of Tristram Hunt on the back, he's a Tristram. He's a Tristram. For sure.
I mean, I don't even know how you're spelling that. Tristram.
Yeah, so T-R-I-S-T-R-A-M. M for mama.
Yeah, no, good, yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to find a picture. That is him. I have found a picture of him. Yeah, he looks like a fucking nonce, mate. What happened?
I don't know when this book was published. Let me have a look.
He looks like a sketchy MP. That's what he looks like.
No, he has been an MP. Of
course he fucking has. It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
He's been an MP for Stoke-on-Trent since 2010, I think. I'm not sure he's still an MP. I haven't checked. He's written a few books, and he's contributed to a few different things. I think he's Labour, because it's Stoke-on-Trent. 2015 is when it was published.
Hmm.
2014.
Well, it's quite a new book, then.
Yeah, it's quite new.
Cool. Anyway, see you later.
All right, have a good night.
Au revoir, madame.
Bye-bye.